Hey everyone, it's time again to crack open a cold one and talk real estate with Mike Ferrante from Century 21 Homestar and the 21 Mike team, based in Cleveland, Ohio. We are chatting about all things real estate, from agent training, real estate investing, buyer and seller tips, and more. It's free beer and real estate.
What is up, everybody? Today, we're going to talk about real estate events, especially the big national events. So the big brands and some of the coaching platforms have these events. Is it worth it to go, or is it a waste of time and money? Hi, everybody. Mike Ferrante with Century 21 Homestar and the 21 Mike team. We are a team of residential, mainly real estate agents in Northeast Ohio, all the way from Columbus up to Cleveland. And we're actually at an event. So spoiler alert, that probably tells you what I think about an event. We're at the Century 21 Global Conference here celebrating being the number one team globally, as they said on stage yesterday. And if you want to get a hold of me, it's mike@21mike.com. And I'm joined, as always, by Tony Geraci, broker owner, who could not make it this year, but you were missed. Tony, I have another video to send you from someone that you'll want to hear from. And Tony is available to agents, both Homestar agents and otherwise. If you're interested in talking to Tony, best way to hit him up is on his cell phone. Text Tony, 216-374-1269. So what's up, Tony? Thanks for being here.
No, thanks. Thank you. And I know it's early over there. So.
It is, but I'm still jet lagged. So I've been getting up at like 5 o'clock every morning because it's, you know, to me, that's sleeping in.
Right. Yeah. And that was the first time in 19 years I missed it. And for all the, you know, a lot of agents asking, you know, hey, were you out there? And unfortunately, this time, my oldest daughter had her basketball playoffs the same week, and she's a senior, so the last high school basketball. So,
yep,
to make that decision.
So, Tony, why don't you give us your quick overview on the topic here? So these events, obviously, you just divulged that you've been going for many, many years, and so obviously you think positively about it. Overall, quick overview, like, are these events worth it to go to?
Oh, definitely. I mean, as the years have gone on, you know, it's just so many different things, from the networking, the camaraderie, the classes, the sessions, everything that from start to finish. It's a production to put these events on by different brokerages and franchises. But it's worth it just to be in the same place at the same time, especially today compared to 30 years ago. You know, 30 years ago, we used to get together more often. You had to be in the office. There's more office events because agents were just at companies that were in a local area. Today, it's just like our office. We used to have 11 offices. We have one headquarters. Now we have over 500 agents all throughout Ohio. So we can't get everybody together, or even a good portion, because everybody's like, some people are 3-4 hours away. So it's good to have that time to bring people together as much as possible. And it's always worth it, at least to go a couple times over the years. It doesn't have to be every year.
Yeah. So you hit most of the things that I had. So we'll talk about these benefits. There's the networking, the learning, the speakers, and then, of course, you know, vendors and the deals that you see at the actual trade show. Now, I wanted to make one point of clarification. So they do have these events at destinations. So last year was Orlando. This one is in Las Vegas. We did the Tom Ferry Summit. Tom Ferry, you know, top coaching guy in the business. His big event was in, I think it was Austin. It was either Austin or Dallas, Texas last year. So, you know, these are kind of destinations. And I think a lot of people see us posting and they think, oh, Mike's out having fun again. Tony's out having fun again. And certainly there is some fun to be had. But these events are hard work if you want to get anything out of them. So, Tony, you know, obviously there's people who go to these events and they party all the time and, you know, don't really get anything out of it. So I think with that one caveat, that if you're willing to put in some work and really spend the time and engage, these events can truly be worth it. Wouldn't you agree to that?
Oh, definitely. And one of the reasons why I say this, you know, at least a couple times every convention time, is they just like, why it's always in Las Vegas, why it's always in Orlando, like destination one, because it gets more people. And two, one of the other things I forgot to mention, and I didn't hear you mention either, it's so neat to see agents forget how big, and I'll just talk about our brand, Century 21 is. You know, we are in 86 other countries. There's thousands or at least hundreds, maybe over 1,000 agents coming in from all over the world, which is really neat to see there. And just a shout out to Century 21 is that we have more real estate offices around the globe than anybody else. Offices, signs in a city somewhere. That's one of our things. Everybody wants to pull. We have more agents here. We have more this. We're in more countries. But 100 fact is there's more offices that across the world with Century 21 than any other brand.
Yeah, definitely a global brand. They talked about that yesterday at the event. There's people from 30 plus countries here today. And like you said, our brand is in 86 countries, I think it is. So it, again, coming with in mind that there's all these opportunities, but you have to take advantage of them. You can't just show up and, you know, not engage with the event. So Tony, what I did is I had that list of four things. There's a lot of benefits, but let's briefly talk about each benefit. The number one is networking. You know, to me, coming here, like you said, and seeing all these people, you know, guys, you all want more business, right? You want more referrals. How better to get more referrals, both outgoing and incoming, than to meet other agents? So, Tony, over the years, you've made tons of relationships. Give us a specific example. You know, when a broker or somebody called you and said, "Hey, Tony, I've got an agent who needs who needs someone in Cleveland or Columbus." I mean, it happens, right?
It definitely happens. And usually what it is, and you forget, is it's usually I get this. Hey, Tony, I have a client or a customer in Texas, Florida, California that has a family member that's selling their home in Cleveland, Columbus, Cincinnati. Do you have an agent in that area? And what we do is we give them a list, go interview a list of our agents. We don't pick one port. Same like when I do with agents that call me and they go, "Hey, Tony, I have a client that is buying a house or a friend or family that's in Tampa, Florida. Who should I send it to?" Well, here's a broker there. I'll tell that broker to send me a list of a couple of their good agents, and you interview them to see which one you think is the best fit. So you're a little bit in control of it. But that's part of the networking, is that every single person you talk to, or have knows somebody that lives in another state. So I really think, and Mike, I know not a huge portion because you do so much business, but I know a portion of your business is referrals. And if this is asking for referrals, your clients here giving you people that they know out of state, and you make a good chunk of commission on those referrals. People forget it just you it's the sky's the limit. Anywhere anybody's buying or selling in the country, you could help them.
Yeah, that's one of the things they talked about yesterday, Tony, is we're all so obsessed with how to get more business and paying for these leads and this lead source and these systems, when in reality, referrals between agents is really powerful and it's not really expensive. And what I mean by that is re if I receive a referral, you know, oftentimes we might be paying, say, a 25% referral fee to another agent. That's pretty inexpensive given that this is a client who's being referred, warm handoff. It's really powerful stuff.
Exactly.
This podcast is brought to you by Mike Ferrante from Century 21 Homestar and the 21 Mike team, real estate agents serving all of Ohio. Whether you're looking to buy, sell, or you're an agent looking to partner with the number one team for Century 21 in the entire U.S., contact Mike via email at mike@21mike.com.
Sorry, I might ruffle some feathers here for the people that pay for leads all the time. The amount of money you spend for the leads, the amount of time you spend on those leads, and the percentage that end up being a deal is much better than trying to find referrals out there. And when you're asking your people, do you know anybody else out of their places, and getting a 25% referral fee because you referred somebody in Florida or Texas or California or Arizona, wherever. So remember, when you're prospecting, always ask for referrals out of the area,
That's
you know,
right.
not just people that you're going to put in your car.
Yep. All right. So I'll move on to number two. That's the networking opportunities. Number two is the learning opportunities. And I made a note here because it's not just the learning sessions that are put on by the brand or the coaching platform or whoever whoever's event you are at. But it's also peer-to-peer learning. And I think that's one of the benefits that people don't really think about. When you get a bunch of people in a room, all of whom are serious about the business, you'll pick up ideas from them too. So, Tony, I know you've been doing these for years. I mean, the learning that happens here is just incredible, right?
Yes, and I know you're on a panel. Did you do your panel yet?
So actually, I'm teaching a class tomorrow, and so far though, there have been the top producers on stage who are giving away their secrets. They keep using the phrase secret sauce. So if you want to know what the secret sauce is of these top producers, they're here sharing.
Right, and no disrespect for all of the agents that actually do the work and do it. They're sharing their knowledge with you, saying to you, no matter if they're saying it or not, you can do this. I did it. That's why they're saying it. They're not saying, look at what I did. You can't do it. Sorry. I'm just bragging. Like Mike, when you teach your class, you're going to be telling people what the things that you do. You're not saying, ha, I did this. You can't do it. Here, you can do it. That's what basically every class that's being taught or panel taught by another agent or broker or whoever, or team leader. There, in between all those sentences, is you can do this, you can do this, you can do this, just do it.
Right. Well, one of the things I have under my speaker's notes is that inspiration. So in addition to the learning and the education, hearing about trends and changes in the business, that's another thing, and we'll talk about that under the speakers. But the other thing I wanted to talk about was learning about trends and changes in our business. So of course, industry-wide, we're talking about the changes to buyer's agency commissions. Well, guess what? You come here and you get a national perspective, international perspective, really, about what's happening. And hopefully you can take something from it and use it back in your business back home. So that whole trends, changes in the industry, and hearing from top professionals and giving their insights into that stuff. I mean, it's great. It's really interesting and powerful.
Oh, exactly. Everything starts somewhere, a trend of an industry, a trend where and being having eyes on it and going to these conventions and networking, you kind of hear that's what the brands do. This is what the big corporations do. They keep an eye on that so they could be ahead of the curve on things.
So Tony, next number three is speakers. And I wrote down three words thinking about the speakers. It's motivation, it's inspiration, and it's information. And Tony, I know you've told me some of the ones I missed. You told me the speakers I missed. Could you rattle off a few names? I don't know if people really get the types of speakers that come to these national events.
Oh, there's so many great speakers that come. I mean, my favorite one was, gosh, those 19 years are going by fast. It was probably like 12 years ago. It was Colin Powell. We had Colin Powell. We've had many Olympians.
Remember
I actually just saw
Lou
that
Holtz?
Lou Holtz. That was great. Yeah, Tony Robbins. Everybody brings a different one. And I just want to tell a quick one quick thing. Was I just brought that up yesterday because I had a conversation with a new agent that's in our in classes that's joining us. He is actually a USA bobsledder, and he just I go, when did you do that? He goes, well, I just figured I want to be an Olympian. I wanted to do something, and then figured I'd give this a try. And I'm fast, and now he's a US Olympian bobsledder. And I remember we had a speaker years ago that I quote often. It was called the Lugeman, the guy that does the one thing. He's just like on one bobsled or whatever you call it, a luge. And he was like in his mid to late 30s. And he said, and the whole point, motivation, it doesn't matter what your age is. If you put your mind to it and you want to accomplish something, it doesn't matter if you're 35, 45, 55, 18, 20, you can do it if you put your mind over. So that's the example of every different speaker brings something. They have got some good speakers out there, this convention.
Yeah, and you might hear these like inspirational type speakers and think, oh, I don't need that. But until you get here and experience it, you don't really understand. I think the guy's first name was Dave Stevens, who was an ESPN host. He's one of the anchors. He's not with ESPN anymore. Now he's with Easter Seals, which of course, Century 21 is a big sponsor of Easter Seals. But this guy was born without legs. So he comes out, they introduce him and they're saying, he was born without legs and yet he played collegiate baseball. He had a tryout with the Cowboys, the Dallas Cowboys. He wrestled, so this guy, and he wrestled at a high level. This guy came out and talked to us, and we're thinking, I'm sitting in my seat thinking, this guy was born without legs and look what he did. So the next time I'm feeling sorry for myself, I got to stop it because this guy accomplished at such a high level. So those are the types of speakers that we get.
Yeah, and they're not always, which is, I think, good. It's not always the people everybody knows. Everybody goes like, oh, there's lots of people out there that are successful. You go, you got Bill Gates and Warren Buffett and Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg. Yeah, those are the elite. But I want to, where's the everyday people that they don't have a multi-million dollar movie made out of them that did it and it was just a regular person.
That's
And
right.
they bring a lot of those type of people out that helps get you motivated that see they did it too.
Yeah, on a local level, you won't get the level of speaker you get at these national events. So that's number three, speakers. And number four, I just wanted to mention, there's always a trade show, there's always vendors, and it's typically the best deals of the year. So if you were thinking about 1 year I bought magnets, the little refrigerator magnets, but signage and the different products out there, the CRMs and the lead gen and all that kind of stuff. Those folks are often here at these national events, and if you were thinking about buying, usually a good time of year to do it.
And definitely that's it's when you get the deals because that's the whole point of them doing it. And these vendors have to pay a lot of money and put a lot of time to get into these things so they're ready to deal. They want to sell. They want to sell you their product. So it's a great thing to see.
Yeah. Well, Tony, our main session is going to be starting soon. So I wanted to do this for everybody real quick since I'm here. I thought it would be relevant, but I'll throw it back to you for any final thoughts you have. And then next week, we'll be back in Cleveland doing this again live every Tuesday.
Yeah, and if not, again, I tell agents if you can't make your brand if it's Century 21 event, I haven't gone in many years, but I'm trying to get to the. So I was in November, which seems to be hard to get to sometimes for the NAR, the National Association of Realtor Convention. So at least you can see people from all over, all different brands. So I, of course, I promote their Century 21 events, but. If you can't, next thing, step down would be the National Association of Realtors.
Yeah, or go to a Tom Ferry event or Mike Ferry, whatever coaching platform. They all have these big events. And if you've never been to one, I say try it out. All right, Tony, we're going to wrap it up. If you guys are watching this on YouTube, please smash that subscribe button and make sure to follow 21 Mike Team. We're here every Tuesday. And also tell us what topics you'd like us to hit. Tony and I have a million things we can talk about. Next week, we're going to talk about why agents are getting get out of the business and it's not what you think. Right, Tony? What was that quick summary of that one?
It's is why 85% of agents get out of the business every 5 years, and it's not about money. I just quick cap is that I experience this. I'm in every year we have 500 agents, and 10-15% get out of the business. So every year I'm having conversations with at least 50 to 75 agents over the last 20 years. I have the experience to tell you what these agents always say or what comes up the most of why they just say, I don't want to renew my license anymore. It's not money.
All right, that's the teaser for next week. So join us next week, 11:30. If you miss it, you can watch it Facebook Live or YouTube or on Free Beer and Real Estate, our podcast. That's where you can listen. You can't watch us on a podcast. All right, guys, have a great rest of your week. Take care.
Thanks, everyone. Bye-bye.
We hope you enjoyed Free Beer and Real Estate from Century 21 Homestar and the 21 Mike Team. Please subscribe to our podcast and find us on YouTube by searching for Mike Ferrante, Cleveland Realtor. You will find videos, training, and even recipes from 21 Mike's Vegan Kitchen.